Hello, old friends.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, wow. What's today?
Today is International Kissing Day.
Wow, today?
We're going to be smooching here.
It's International Kissing Day.
I'm going to give you a big kiss for that.
Okay, pucker up.
Kiss it, kiss it.
Give me a kiss, baby.
Plant a big sloppy kiss.
No tongue.
Happy International Kissing Day.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Mwah! Big kiss for you. Mwah! Kiss for Dan. Kiss for Craig. Kiss for Phil. Gotta kiss my guys. Oh my gosh. What a day it's gonna be. Tuesday! Terrific Tuesday. It can be a terrific Tuesday. It could be a terrible Tuesday. Who is that up to? It's up to you. You are the one who makes the difference. That's right. You are the one who decides. All right. Here we go. Let's start off the Monica J Show at 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com with today's poll question. Should teachers be fired if caught teaching CRT wherever it has been outlawed? Whoever thought a subject would be outlawed. Because once again, the teachers' union has proved that it is not about your children. It is about their agenda. So, the National Education Association, NEA, has come out and stated that they will back any teacher who is caught teaching CRT. They will back them. It's like, oh, okay. Well, gosh, talk about division. Nation's largest teachers union says it will teach critical race theory in 14,000 school districts. So whether it's outlawed or not, doesn't matter to them. In whatever states have done that. And so many states have. Love it. Absolutely love it. Yesterday's poll question, should a man whose daughter was allegedly raped by a gangbanger who threatened to kill his daughter and entire family, if they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with that gangbanger who was pointing a gun at him and shot and killed the alleged rapist? You know, you struggle, guns go off. But he was able to turn it on this gangbanger. Man's been in jail for a long time, decades. 97% said no. Well, I hope that 97% joins me in trying to get the word out about Jack Getz and why he should not be in the Nevada State Prison in Carson City. I'm going to read you the letter from him. I have to. Because it is just, it's horrifying. Horrifying. Just the chaos, the indiscrepancies, or the discrepancies, the injustices that are in our justice system. Every single state, you know, people are focusing on federal issues, paroles, things like that. Let's focus here at home. Let's focus on what's going on here at home. I love this quote. I guess it was on the station earlier. I don't know who said it. Mohammed Safa Well, I know who said the quote. I don't know who, you know, which show it was on. Our world is not divided by race, color, gender, or religion. Our world is divided into wise people and fools. And fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, or religion. Isn't that the way it is? Isn't that just the way it is? But I would like to I'd like to add a little something to Muhammad's quote there. Because it is also those wise people who fuel the fire of the fools, who pander to the fools, who gaslight them and get them started. There's a reason why we're going through all of this. There's a reason why Anthony Fauci, I'm not even going to refer to him as doctor, Anthony Fauci is now saying that there's going to be two Americas. The vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That's just the stupidest thing. I can't tell you how many vaccinated people have come to me and are just regretting that they were pressured by family members, regretting that, well, they want to take a cruise. And every day, more and more of this information is coming out. You may have seen that the gentleman who actually invented, the scientist who invented the mRNA vaccine, has had his social media restored. So, that's one step to undoing the censorship. But it'll continue. Word is coming out about the shooter of Ashley Babbitt. Get to that in just a second. If you have a child who is attending or is planning on attending Bard College, they have a police course there. Now, of course, if you want to become a police officer. Yeah, they're getting rid of that. Unbelievable. No, wait, the ignorance is believable. It is out there. So, I don't know what you want to take of this, but the identity is U.S. CP Lieutenant Michael Byrd. He's commander of the House Chamber, which I find extremely interesting because in photographs that are being put out now, looks as though his identity is still being protected by Democrats, Pelosi, and, you know, a few others. I just don't understand why. Could it be because he has a reputation of being very careless? Hell, he left his Glock in the bathroom. But you know what? That's, again, one more thing to divide us. I would really like to find more things that bring us together. It's just not out there right now.
Good morning,
Judge. I mean, it really is not out there. And that hurts. That really hurts. I'm sorry that I can't do that. Identity of Ashley Babbitt killer confirmed. Careless Capitol Police Lieutenant is being protected by Democrats, Pelosi, and the deep state. This was put out today. If you would like to read the article for yourself, it's at Gateway Pundit. GatewayPundit.com. One of the sites that I use. They have wonderful reporting there. Where do we go from here? It's not for me to say. It's for you to say. Do we continue on with celebrating our independence as it's being taken away from us every second of the day? Or do we just keep fighting? Keep fighting amongst ourselves. We're not supposed to be fighting. We're supposed to be united. Isn't that what Biden said he was going to do? He was going to unite this country? Well, I think the only thing he's united most people on, even Democrats, people who call themselves Democrats or liberals, is the the distrust and disrespect for Biden himself. They said that Trump lied. Couldn't find anything that he lied about. Biden lied about coming after guns, lied about the union jobs, lied about pipelines, lied about paying off school debt for the millennials. His lies just keep piling up with the evidence, with the sound bites. It's incredible. But sometimes people have to see it for themselves. The lies that the Democrats just keep pushing on us.
Alexa, sweetie, time to get ready to go.
Traffic to Ready Fit Go Healthy Food looks good. The fastest route takes about 28 minutes.
No, I'm talking to my daughter, Alexa. Not you, Alexa.
Sorry, I couldn't understand. But I may have a few recommendations.
I don't need recommendations. It's time to go, and I need my daughter, Alexa, to wake up.
Did you mean play the song Wake Up? Here's Wake Up Alone by Amy Winehouse.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm changing my daughter's name to Crystal.
Do you mean crystal meth? Methamphetamine is a strong stimulant that is highly addictive and toxic to neurons in the brain.
Unplugging you now.
This message is brought to you by Don't Name Your Daughter Alexa or Siri.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And what a day it is. It's gorgeous outside. It might get a little bit warm, but boy, at least it's not California warm. I heard that later on the week over in Redding, a lot of people know about, 116. Ugh. 116. You know, I can't even imagine places like Death Valley and that are just known to be hot. So I guess we should not complain about 103 or 110 here, because you know what? It could always be hotter. But what are we in now? Are we in global warming or global cooling? I can't remember. The liberals just keep changing. They keep going back and forth depending on what the weather is. So, see? It is cyclical. Right now, it's 90 degrees. Feels like 87. Got a nice little breeze. But you know what? I know. You don't turn to me for the weather. What can I say? Had a little something here for you. All over the news yesterday, but I don't know how many people were following things. Biden's bloated White House. His White House payroll is the most expensive in American history. Huh. Wonder why that would be. This is actually coming out of Forbes. Could it be that all of those Obama leftovers needed to get their payoffs? Need to get their raises for making Trump's administration absolutely miserable? Imagine that. Or could it be that Jill Biden, Jill Biden, has the largest entourage for any first lady? Well, she's obviously not gotten anybody on her staff to help her style-wise, because she has got to be the worst dressed that we've ever seen as a first lady. Yeah. Check out the article in Forbes. This is just, it's ridiculous how much of the American taxpayers' dollars are going just to White House staff. Forbes projected the four-year costs of the Biden White House payroll could top $200 million. The Trump administration, they were cutting people left and right. Melania didn't want a huge staff. She liked to do things herself. Trump administration, 4 years, they spent $164.3 million. The Obama administration, $188.5 million. These people just throw your money like it's nothing. Like it is absolutely nothing. Again, your money. Nothing generates in this country but you. I would say the government isn't selling anything, but actually they are. They're selling you down the rivers. So just so you know. Yeah, I get it. White House is big. Got a big staff. But it doesn't have to be. Except if your last name is Biden.
Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the million dollar man always gets his way.
Somebody's gotta pay. Somebody always wants somebody else to pay. It's the Monica Jay Show. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Should teachers be fired if caught teaching CRT wherever it's been outlawed? Union doesn't seem to care. They want the fight. They want to drag it out in courts. They're going to protect any teacher. And they're taking CRT to 14,000 school districts across this country. Love to know how you feel about it. Should a man whose daughter, who was allegedly raped by a gangbanger who threatened to kill his daughter and his entire family, they said anything, be in prison after he struggled with that gangbanger and, you know, gun goes off? Gangbanger dies. Gangbanger who illegally purchased that gun shouldn't be pointing it at people. That was my thought. I want you to know the name Jack Getz. Quick little copy of a letter here that was sent to Governor Sisolak and to the Parole and Pardons Board. My plea I'll make brief as possible. I'm 76 years old, and I've served almost 24 years in prison. According to my physicians, my health condition is dire. Prior to my demise, I want you, the Pardons Board, and the world to know the absolute truth with reference to my extensive incarceration and the reasons for it. To make it simple, it's due to my silence. In order to keep my daughter and my family alive amid numerous acts of terror, threats, and attempts to kill my daughter and my family by a known Las Vegas gang prior to trial, during trial, and subsequent to trial, I was told, don't say anything about Ray or Tony to his homies. Your family will be killed. This entire case is about the gang rape of my beautiful young daughter. They're getting her pregnant. And that gang determination to commit murder in order to avoid going to prison for said rape. So the gang obstructed justice during my trial, prior to trial, and subsequent to trial. I said nothing bad about the gang or their criminal activities. The jury heard nothing about the gang rapes. Wow, I'm sorry. I get really... This is like the fourth time I've read it. So it pisses me off every time and gets me even more angry, upset every time I go through this. On their buying and selling of guns, I have proof. The gang testified that victim Ray Ware was a good guy. Used meth only twice. And never had a gun and was afraid of guns. I have documented proof that Ray Ware bought a .38 snub-nosed pistol from Byron Angelo on November 1997. Ray, and I'm not going to use this person's name, 38 pistol. That gang boss, I'll leave that name out, a 9mm pistol. And that Ray and Tony sold guns, meth, marijuana. I also have documented proof by LVMPD, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, reports of attempted murder of my daughter and acts of terror, numerous upon my family, prior to trial, during trial. The jury never heard any of this evidence. Even at my own attorney, Doug, I'll leave his last name out, told me seconds before I was to testify, don't say anything bad about Ray or Tony. And the gang on your family will be killed. Obviously, defense attorney so-and-so believed 100% that my family would be killed. I said nothing bad. And material evidence was withheld from the jurors' ears by myself, by my attorney, rape victim, my daughter, Tamara. I kept my family alive with my silence, my family's silence, my defense attorney. I go through this and I read and I read and, you know, there's so much more. This is, how many pages is this? I've gone through 2 pages and this is 6 pages long. What do you do when you're given bad advice? What do you do when you try to protect your family? What do you do when the sentence is already handed down? What do you do when you've spent your life as an upstanding citizen, a private detective, numerous celebrity clients, and then something like this happens? I'm going to tell you the whole story in bits and pieces here. Going to get his lawyer on, or his justice advocate now. Because this really, the man's been in jail, in prison, for 24 years. For something that I think any father would have done to protect his family. What was it? Was it because of his age? And the so-called victim was younger? I just, you know, just the thought of somebody calling a gangbanger, a drug dealer, a criminal arms dealer, a victim, just really gets me. That really, really gets me. So I want you to know Jack Getz's story. Because this man should not be dying in prison for protecting his family. He should not be wasting away in prison. he should be spending whatever time that God is going to allow him to be on this earth with loved ones. Seems the Democrats were all too happy to release actual criminals. But no. Nobody's looking at Jack and his story. And I'm going to change that. I wonder how many more Jacks are out there that nobody's listening to. If you have a history of threatening people, a history of drug use, sales, purchasing illegal weapons, and I say purchasing because the guy that actually, you know, I'm sure he made a deal. The guy who sold Ray Ware the weapon, the 38 snub nose. Yeah, he did an affidavit. Yeah, I sold it to him. Then we went and did drugs. I mean, it. Of course, he put in there, oh, I had no idea what he was going to use it for. Yeah, what, murder? Yeah, there's a big shocker. But I want to hear from Jack, and I want to hear from his lawyer to dive a little bit deeper into this. And especially for the fact that then I can ask questions to make sure everything's on the up and up, not just reading from the psychotherapist, reading from the person who sold the victim, the firearm, illegally. See, that's what just gets me. The government is trying to take firearms out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, and yet these criminals are just out there buying and selling, buying and selling. They're never going to adhere to any type of law. So why is the government coming after the Second Amendment? That's a good question. It's the Monica Jay Show.
DFM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we can easily share them. Talk and text 884-9910. Thanks for being here today on the Monica Jay Show. I love the stuff that people send me. I've been looking for this on my own, but this is perfect. Strategies to lower risk in those who have received the COVID jab. I've told people that, you know, I take a detoxifier every day. Gets heavy metals out of your system. And just the way that we eat, the way that we drink, the way that we maintain our health. There's all kinds of ways that just in case you've gotten the jab, you can help yourself out a little bit, because you can't untake it, just so you know. Hey, before I get to that, I want to let you know that just after 11 o'clock this morning, we've got a very special guest with us, and he is just a crack up, and I love him. Pastor Dwight Buckner is going to be joining us, and he is just, well, first off, I love him because he's unfiltered. He gives unfiltered advice to men, and I think the guys might actually appreciate some of this advice. Five things that all men need. So we'll check in with Pastor Buckner after the top of the hour. Right now, though, I want to give you this. So you know, strategies to lower risk in those who have received the jab. And these can also be worked for people who are around others who feel like, you know, they've been shedding and their body is feeling the effects. Nebulized hydrogen peroxide, 0.1%. Do that daily or more often if needed. I have no idea what this is. NAC, N-A-C. Acetylcysteine, 500 milligrams a day. Zinc, 15 milligrams once a day. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams once a day. Well, these two are just given. I'm not quite sure about this one. I'm going to have to look into this. Eliminate all vegetable seed oils. Goal is zero. Must be something in that seed oil. Vitamin D. Yes, yes, yes. Vitamin D is fantastic. Most adults need 8,000 IU per day, but it is imperative to check your blood levels. So make sure you work with your doctor on that one. Ah, if we only had the time. Daily sauna. 20 minutes at 170 degrees will help destroy spike proteins. So daily saunas. Time-restricted eating. Time-restricted eating helps remove spike proteins through autophagy. Interesting. And seek to eat, I've heard this numerous times actually from doctors, seek to eat organic-only foods, especially avoiding the Dirty Dozen. This will help you limit glyphosate. Glyphosate intake. That's one of those things that just is on everything, it seems like, we're eating now. This is why I say, have a garden. Going out, picking my own lettuce, my own tomatoes, my own cucumbers. So what? It's got a little bug mark on it. It's got a little scratch. If you're eating foods that look absolutely perfect, like they've been modified, yeah, that's not good for you. Just saying. That's my opinion. I'm sure some of the people out there growing that stuff would disagree, but you know what? Got to watch out for those chemicals. It's the Monica Jay Show, trying to keep you healthy, but you got to do your part as well. We'll be back with Pastor Buckner after this on the Monica Jay Show. I hope you stick around for this one. It's going to be good.